A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to Jerusalem, Sing, O barren one who did not bear, burst into song and shout, you who have not been in labor. For the children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of her that is married, says the Lord. Enlarge the site of your tent and let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes, for you will spread out to the right and to the left, and your descendants will possess the nations and will settle the desolate towns. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Do not be discouraged, for you will not suffer disgrace. For you will forget the shame of your youth and the disgrace of your widowhood you will remember no more. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called. For the Lord has called you like a wife forsaken and grieved in spirit, like the wife of a man's youth when she is cast off, says your God. For a brief moment I abandoned you, but with great compassion I will gather you. In overflowing wrath for a moment, I hid my face from you, but with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. This is like the days of Noah to me, just as I swore that the waters of Noah would never again go over the earth, so I have sworn that I will not be angry with you and will not rebuke you. For the mountains may depart and the hills be removed, but my steadfast love will not depart from you, and my covenant of peace will not be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you. The word of the Lord. Sing, O barren one who did not bear, burst into song. Israel heard these words of prophecy while wandering in the land of Babylon during the years of exile. By then, they knew why they were there. The feeling of shame for having been so self-centered, so deaf to God's word for so long, weighed pretty heavily on their hearts. Back in Jerusalem, back in their beloved homeland that was then a wasteland, they had done what they darn well wanted, living greedy, self-centered lives, playing games of power. And now they were slaves in a foreign land, defeated, ashamed, downtrodden, and barren. But God's story was not finished yet. Enlarge the site of your tent, says the Lord. I ain't finished with you yet, Israel. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread out to the right and to the left. Do not be afraid. You won't be ashamed. Your Maker is your husband. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. The children of the desolate woman will be more than the children of her that is married. Yeah, for a brief moment I abandoned you. I hid my face from you. But with everlasting love, I will have compassion on you. We don't know why God allows suffering. We don't understand our own actions and choices. Sometimes, who hasn't backed himself or herself into a corner at some point, wondering, now how do I get out of this mess? And then we have the self-centered shenanigans of politicians that continue to confound us. Missiles are fired with no provocation. Armies invade for greed and power. Innocent people are killed and maimed for life by deranged ideologues. Elections are manipulated. Children are forgotten. In many countries, plowshares are being turned into guns and pruning hooks back into swords, completely oblivious to the Word of God. Israel today chooses to not learn from its painful past. And with all this, we hear again and again that God's story is not finished yet. We are that desolate woman. We are the barren one. Our decisions, both personal and communal, bring their own consequences. In the East, they call it karma. You put your hand in the fire, you get burned. It's not too difficult to understand. 2 + 2 = 4. If you steal from your neighbor, you will not have peace in your heart. And even with all that, God is not finished with us yet. Mountains may depart, hills may be removed, says God. Twin towers may be brought down, armies may continue to invade. Innocent Christians and innocent Muslims may continue to be ambushed and murdered while peacefully at prayer. But my covenant of peace shall not be removed. Aung San Suu Kyi, the Burmese prophet of peace, has been released and is reaching out in reconciling yet firm truth to heal a broken nation. Liu Xiaobo, the Nobel Peace Laureate, is still in prison in China, but his empty chair at the Nobel ceremony has been the most exquisite word of prophecy we've heard in a long time. God is not finished with us yet. Mountains may depart, hills may be removed, but my covenant of peace shall not be removed. That's God's promise. So this wild God of ours says, "Don't worry, Israel. Open the flaps of your tent, O my people. I want to fill you with life again. I will bless you with fecundity and hope and a future. Do not be ashamed for the choices of the past. I am your God." God is speaking to the Israel of the Babylonian exile in these words. And God is speaking to Mary and Joseph. And God is speaking to us today. And we respond in the words of today's responsorial psalm, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." You have rescued us again and again and again. Isn't this why we do this Advent Christmas thing every year? It's not about shopping and gift buying. It's because God ain't finished with us yet. Blessed Advent.